are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio station. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the shootout lacrosse tournament that took place on Mother's Day weekend. My name's Arthur, and with me is...
James Steinler. Thank you so much for hosting again, Arthur. I'm glad to be in the studio with you this lovely Thursday. And yeah, we're looking forward to highlighting this story on this week's Soper Sun on page 4. Crown Mountain Park events trigger economic booms. Because it sounds like there's several tournaments or a few tournaments out of the year that bring a lot of people in, parents, spectators, youth sports contestants, also adult sports contestants, I imagine. But we have with us here in the studio Becky Wagner, Executive Director of Crown Mountain Park.
Yes, I've been with Crown Mountain Park since 2015. So this was my 11th lacrosse tournament at Crown.
Okay. Oh, this has been going on for 11 years now.
Actually, it's been going on. Next year will be 20th year. It started in Aspen.
Gotcha.
Aspen Spaces, it grew out of those spaces. And what a better place to go to Crown Mountain Park. We can put a lot of facilities in one place. So it moved to Crown 15 years ago.
Okay. Got you. And you said you've been with Crown Mountain Park for 11 years. How long has Crown Mountain Park been around? Do you know?
So they voted on the park district. You know, we're funded by property tax. They voted on the operations and capital improvements of the park in 2002. And then the park was completed in 2005. So we've been around for about, 20 years.
It's crazy because I remember the park not being there, but I suppose I was 15 years old when it went in.
So. Yeah, I mean, people were still using it. They were playing, in those buildings, playing hockey, skating, biking.
Totally.
I heard someone had their first kiss there.
Cool. Is that where there used to be the Elgibel skate park, like indoors? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. I remember when they had to close that down because someone. Tragically died there. I think they hit their head on a rail or something like that. But that was a long, long time ago.
Yes.
Before we jump into things, I also want to give a shout out to Gus Richardson, who was the... right on. Arthur's giving me the Shaka hand sign, rock on. Want to give a shout out to Gus Richardson, the Soper Sun correspondent who wrote this story. Gus is back from grad school as a former Soper Star. If you're not familiar with our Soper Stars, Arthur's a Soper Star, and that is our Youth News Bureau, our interns. And Gus was part of the program almost from the get-go for about 3 years. So shout out, Gus. Your writing chops are getting great. Becky even said you did a great job.
I did. He did a great job. Thank you, Gus.
Awesome. So in the kind of precipitous of this story this lacrosse event at Crown Mountain Park that happens every Mother's Day weekend, but also the economic impact from that, because it does invite a lot of people from around the state and even from outside the state.
Yeah, I would say a majority of the people come from within the state, a lot of Denver teams. We had 99 teams this year come to the park for that event. 5 or 6 years ago, I wanted to understand the traffic impacts to the area, so we put in traffic generators. So okay. Every time a car goes through that roundabout, we collect that data. And we're able to not only look at just the lacrosse tournament, but just the amount of traffic coming to the park in general on just daily and weekly visits. And that's what really prompted this economic study of we looked at how many cars, and then we looked at how many people per car. We go by 2.3, which is like a standard multiplier for the amount of people in a car. We don't have information on people on bikes and walkers and things like that, or people that park at Rafta and walk over. We don't have that information.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then
there stands to be even more people who actually
come. Oh yeah, it's over that number by far.
Right.
And I think the Placer AI data from the basalt chamber that showed the 2025 data, where we had, what was that, it was 7,800 visits to Willits area.
Yeah, 7,800. Yeah.
Correct. That data, when I saw that a couple weeks ago before the event, I was like, wow, we're number one in economic impact for the entire year. It just shows, what Crown does for the area. What got really interesting, too, is the following week we had a soccer tournament, and this is the third year of our soccer tournament, which was Memorial Weekend, and we had, I would say, 80% of that from the lacrosse, but these events are bringing a lot of people here, and from lacrosse, we're looking at, what, $1.5 million of revenue?
Yeah, I saw that. And how did you, how did you calculate that? Let me see. Yeah, 1.4 to 1.6 million was the estimate. How did you calculate that?
So ETA is like a sports tourism ratio, and what they estimate is per attendee. So we know the amount of attendees, right? Because I have the traffic generators. We know how many people per car. Mm-hmm. And then you look at, it's anywhere from $90 to $150 an attendee. So we went right smack dab in the middle. We went on $120 for an attendee. Mm-hmm. Now that's just direct costs. Then you got to look at indirect costs. And then, so you need to multiply it by, it's called InPlan Sports Tourism Multiplier. It's a software program that, it looks at how much they're spending in not just direct costs, but indirect costs. So you multiply that between, it's 1.7 and 1.9. So we went with 1.8, and that's how we came to that $1.5 million of economic drive for the area. Wow. I still feel like it's conservative with how expensive it is to come here and travel here. When you're talking about gas, you're talking about hotels, food, all the different fun activities that people might do when they're here. Meredith, the lacrosse event organizer, does an incredible job. She puts these events in times where, people might want to celebrate Mother's Day, or they come here for the fall colors. They have a fall tournament also. So people are spending money in the area for sure.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's strategic for this purpose of bringing business to the Willits area, to the Mid-Valley, which I'm sure also extends even to Carbondale and Basalt.
For sure.
And it's not like you guys are like feeding these 7,800, confusing myself, spectators or visitors at Crown Mountain Park. They have to go somewhere else and get lunch or dinner, and also overnight accommodations and things of that nature.
Yeah, Hoffman sells out, Element sells out, all the neighboring hotels sell out. They're even putting up potentially another hotel where the Movie Land Theater is.
Okay.
So it's becoming a happening place.
I wanted to give just more context regarding the Pacer AI data that you got from the Basalt Chamber. That said that lacrosse tournament, the Aspen Shootout lacrosse tournament over Mother's Day weekend, brought in an estimated 7,800 visits compared to last-minute Christmas shopping on December 22nd in 2025 with 7,280,000, and then on December 31st, New Year's Eve, with 7,250,000 visits. So even more than and I think when I go to Willits, I tend to go there. There's the sports store. I forget what it's called. Bristlecone.
Yeah.
And I'm always a last minute Christmas shopper, and it's a zoo. So I can imagine over that Mother's Day weekend.
The businesses tell us they sell out. So they just know now. You don't even have to tell them. It's Mother's Day weekend. Stock up and bring a lot of staff in for food. It's really interesting, though. A couple weeks before that, we had nothing going on at the park, and people were calling, business owners were calling me and be like, what's going on? And I'm like, it's just a standard day at the park. And I looked at the traffic generation.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah.
So we're projected at 830,000 visits this year.
Wow.
It's a lot.
130,000 visits over the whole course of the year.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what we're looking at. We had about a 6% increase each year.
Was that, sorry, that was that for 2025?
Well,
or will
20,
that be for 2026?
2025 was 790.
Okay.
We're on the projection around 830.
Wow. So it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
It is.
How long ago did you guys put in the AI traffic generators?
Well, the traffic generators we put in 5 or 6 years ago. So okay. I can look at data. I even put them in certain locations to see where people are going in the park, where they're parking, mm-hmm. and what facilities they're using. It's just all that data we can use on where we're going to put improvements in. To give you an example, walkers is about 400,000 people.
Wow.
Soccer is around 280,000 people, and then the bike park's like 130.
Okay, yeah.
130,000. So, you know, it's so we're just trying to figure out, we use that to make decisions.
Yeah, totally. Has that, like, just the average amount of people utilizing the park and, you know, during events, has that gone up over the past years, or, like, what have the fluctuations been?
Yeah. For our soccer tournament, we had 65 teams last year. This year we had 85, so it went up 20 teams. I believe, and hopefully I'm quoted right on this one, I believe Meredith went up 10 teams, so we had, or maybe it was 85 last year, and we had 99 this year. So it is, our limit on teams for, like, events is about 100. Anything more than that, we're pushing it on just space for more fields and then also parking.
Right.
So I don't think we'll go past 100 teams. We have been asked to put on massive music festival too, which I'm sure people would love to. But.
Yeah, that would be a good venue for it, seems like.
Yeah, I saw one in Basalt going on last night. I was driving up there I was like, whoa, it's busy.
Music in the park up in Basalt. Yeah. I think that's was the first one maybe? Or
yeah, it's pretty successful.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. We have some really cool things on the docket that we're looking at. We're actually looking at, someone's actually interested in funding an amphitheater at the park.
Neat.
But right now we're really focused on creating more year-round access to the park.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at putting in a turf facility with a special event type of venue, like kind of Pearl Street, Boulder feel to it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
By the volleyball area. We're really pushing to try to get going on that this fall, but we got to raise a little money.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at, we're trying to raise between 700,000 to a million to do it right. Everything we do, we want to do right. We want to make sure we continue to build the trust of our community.
Right.
But we also want to create more options for just health and wellness at the park year round. Last winter we had so much traffic to the park with how nice it was. But just creating more options for people to continue to participate in the activities that, you know, they do this time of year. So,
For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program here on KDNK. Today, Arthur and I are speaking with Becky Wagner of Crown Mountain Park, and specifically about the economic impact of certain events such as the Aspen Lacrosse Club. Aspen Shootout, which is held every year over Mother's Day weekend. And it's just really grown over the years and brings a lot of business to the Willits area in particular, and also the periphery, like here in Carbondale. I'm wondering, Becky, what was the first event like at Crown Mountain and when all that business came in?
It's interesting. My first year when I saw it, we didn't have the Forest Service lots to park thousands of cars.
Okay.
So
yeah.
One gentleman named Michael Deeks, who was a nice homeless gentleman.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any money. We had no money. He parked 1,000 cars on the native areas. I mean, it was a zoo, but somehow he figured it out.
Wow.
I was impressed. And, Whole Foods wasn't established, I think, till what, 2012?
Okay, yeah, I couldn't tell you for sure off the top of my head, but that sounds about right.
I mean, it was still a big tournament, and Meredith would know better than me on how much it's grown in the last 10 years, but, it's still, every business wants to be part of that and sponsor that event, because it brings so much, revenue to the area, but it also, like, helps local businesses. I think that's important.
Yeah.
you know.
So. I'll read, because I know Gus spoke with Tim Belinsky, a developer, representative or a developer in Willits, and he said the first year that it occurred, most of the providers at Willits were overrun with business that they didn't anticipate at the to the point Whole Foods ran out of a lot of their food and the restaurants were running very thin. It was a good thing, but it showed how much of an impact it had. So, yeah, it's pretty substantial. And people probably just weren't really expecting it that first.
I mean, it's good when you sell out and go home, right?
Right. Yeah, that's reasons to be true, I imagine. Yeah. Oh, wow. And, you know, I do think about, like, and we were talking about this potential for Crown Mountain Park. It's right in between Carbondale and Basalt. So it's kind of like the sweet medium, it seems like, for those two communities.
You know, it's funny, we always bring this up. If Crown was in a town limit, it would be more heavily utilized because you'd get so much tax revenue coming in and supporting it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, and Basalt's been really great to work with. The new town manager and the board and everybody's been great. And we've had talks on, you know, whether or not we should look at some sort of merge so we can bring more opportunities to not only the youth but older adults in the area. And it's something to talk about and see. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. It is smack dab in between Carbondale and Basalt. And people always ask me, why isn't Carbondale part of it?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. We're, like, in this... It hurts us, but then helps us on certain things. One thing that some people like that don't like is the fact that we can have dogs off leash because it's not in town limits.
Oh, that is nice.
People love it, and I don't know. It's great.
Yeah, no, that's a nice benefit, and it's in Eagle County.
It's in Eagle County. Yes, yeah. They actually own the property and we manage it. So we're in a PUD, a planned unit development, with the county for use of that property. When Basalt annexed City Market in that whole Willits area. Mm-hmm. Part of what they needed to do was provide recreational services to the unincorporated areas of Eagle County. That was part of the arrangement.
Okay,
cool. So, you know, so it's interesting. I think, you know, we're trying to, you know, just be better partners and figure out how we can work together to just create more amenities for the public in Basalt and the surrounding areas. Because we go from, our district lines go from Old Snowmass to Blue Lake. So.
Okay.
It's a pretty large area.
So now I'm thinking about the revenue, and does that still just come from, is there any other source other than, like, Eagle County taxes, or?
So we get Pitkin and Eagle County property tax.
Oh, okay.
That's where our biggest revenue source is. And then, obviously, we take money in through sponsors and programs and rentals of the park. You know, we charge people. We charge a lacrosse tournament for use of the park during the lacrosse weekend. Mm-hmm. But people think we get all the sales tax. And I'm like, no, we don't collect that.
Right, right.
Like, other entities benefit from that, which is fine. That's great.
Yeah.
It goes into our community.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. So, do you guys have any upcoming events? And if so, what are those?
Yeah, we have a BMX state race at the park coming up.
That's got to be fun to watch.
In July. And it is really fun to watch. I mean, these kids fly. We have some of the best world-class BMXers in the world using our BMX track. So it's pretty cool to watch them race. And then we have a Triple Crown baseball tournament that goes from Glenwood to Aspen, followed by... another lacrosse tournament and another soccer tournament in fall. We do a bike event. We did the King and Queen of the Crown last year. Unfortunately, we're going to have to scale down on that a little bit. We lost some sponsors. So it won't be as big as it was last year with X Game athletes, but it'll be pretty cool to watch.
That's cool. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
When is that, I'm curious, the BMX tournament, do you know?
Yes.
No worries. I wonder, like, I've also wondered where Crown Mountain got its name.
I'm guessing, it's funny, everybody thinks it's owned by the Crowns, and it's not.
Yeah.
I think it's just because the crown of the mountain is, Crown Mountain is right behind us.
Right.
The mountain.
That's what I was thinking, like Crown up Prince Creek Road.
Yeah. Okay. That BMX race is July 11th.
Okay, perfect. July 11th. Cool.
Yes.
I kind of want to watch some people fly, so.
Yeah, Eric Westerman is number one in the world right now, and he's a local. And mm-hmm. then you got Campbell. There's just a bunch of kids that have been racing for, and they're good. They're really good.
Cool. Well, something like that, or and more. I'm thinking like the lacrosse tournament that's coming up in the fall. Will that bring the same amount of people, or as the Mother's Day weekend lacrosse tournament?
I bet the lacrosse tournament falls about 75% of that, so I bet it's around, they're smaller teams, smaller mm-hmm. sizes. I bet we bring in 5,000 to 6,000 people for that one.
Okay, so it's still really significant.
It's significant, yeah. I mean, it's not as big as the spring one, but it is rather large, and it's just one day. It's not 2 days.
Okay. So people might not be getting overnight lodgings for
They will. They, for sure they will. But yeah. It's just one day. It's Sunday.
Okay.
So I would guess they would come on a Saturday. The games start really, really early. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
People who want to attend these events, where can they find information on them?
Yeah, so you can go to crownmtm.org and you can go to our events page and you'll see our events online. That's the best way to take a look and find out what's going on at Crown.
Cool, thanks. Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned earlier that, so I know Willett's businesses are aware of, like, the impact now, like, on Mother's Day weekend. What about for these other, like, significant events that are going to attract, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 people?
You know, the
is there communication there?
You know, there's communication to a point. Mm-hmm. It's just every weekend has become almost a special event at the park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we're getting so much use. So when I brought up that early May weekend, when people were like, why didn't you tell? I'm like, because we just had regular games going on. I'm like, I can't. I mean, we have them every weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody needs to realize that we probably get 1,200 trips to the park over a weekend. And those people are probably going to be going to your restaurants or, you know, going to your businesses. So we're bringing people in even on weekdays. That's why we're looking at building this. We're looking at bringing in some vendors, some food vendors at the park in the summer. Yes. In the future, just so that people have options. There's not a lot of tons of options for like faster food than mm-hmm. like the sit down restaurant mm-hmm. type of food in the area, other than Wendy's. So,
mm. Yeah, and I know you mentioned earlier, like in terms of the like Crown Mountain certainly doesn't, get any sales tax, but Willett certainly does, and or Basalt, and you know, then Carbondale, those towns certainly get sales tax. That's so it's significant for public programs and things of that nature as well, I imagine.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it supports good stuff. I mean, our roads, our bridges, our rec departments, it all goes back to good. So
yeah.
I think it's good. You know, obviously there needs to be a balance between how many events you have every year just to keep your facilities top notch. Mm-hmm. We really pride ourselves in having the best quality sports facilities in the valley, and I believe we do. So we want to keep them that way. So we're very particular on usage and not overusing.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left, but did you have a question, Arthur?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. One last question that I have is, like, have you thought about maybe doing, or has there been, like, an annual study on the economic impact that Crown Mountain has brought in, like, conclusively?
Yeah, I mean, we could do those studies. And it's something to think about. It's kind of interesting, though, with just the traffic data and what you can do with AI nowadays, too, and what they can spit out, I'll be interested to see if those companies stay afloat in the future.
Yeah.
You know, so, right. But yeah, I mean, it's something to look at for sure.
Okay.
I just thought that the Placer AI data is really interesting because it's measuring foot traffic to the area based off of cell phones, and they cannot tap into youth cell phones.
Interesting.
So it's really interesting.
And they know that because that youth cell phone is going to be like on a parent's plan or whatever.
Correct, yeah. So it's kind of interesting on how they get that data. It's kind of scary, too, at the same time.
It is. It's like everyone could be tracked. It's totally getting scary.
Yeah.
We only have a minute and a half left. Is there anything else that you would like to add, Becky?
I think Crown Mountain Park is a special place, and if anybody wants to get more information, please feel free to shoot me an email and learn more about what we're doing in the future and get involved. Thank you.
Rocking on. What is your email?
Oh, yeah. I should probably give you that. It's rwagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, at crownmtn.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Thanks so much for being here today and filling us in a little bit more on the economic impact that these events are having. Thank you, Arthur, for co-hosting.
Yeah.
Or for hosting, rather. You're on the board today. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just sitting here having a conversation. And folks, listeners, if you haven't picked up a Soper Sun already, head on down to a yellow newsstand near you and grab yourself a copy. There's lots of good news in there. Oh, and some hard news as well.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys.